work at the intersection of research and policy, and as I look towards the next step in my career, I'm really interested in working on policy development and policy implementation. So it was very important for me to join this program, to come to the United States, to see the type of policies that have been implemented in the areas of education, of healthcare, and to draw important lessons that I might perhaps ponder on and contextualize to fit the South African case. And it was important also for me to see women who are in political leadership, who are policymakers, who are judges, who occupy positions of substantial influence, and to be inspired by them, because I think that oftentimes you can feel downtrodden as a woman in predominantly male-dominated spaces, and I needed that encouragement, and this was the perfect place to find it.
So what do you hope to do with the experience that you gained here when you get home?
I work for a survey research organization, Pan-African. We work across 42 countries on the African continent, and we survey Africans on their experiences of democracy, governance, and quality of life. And what we do with that data is that we take it and we feed it to policymakers and policy advocates to ensure that Africans have a voice in decision making and in policy making. And so what I hope to do is to continue that work, to continue to elevate African voices, particularly in international policy making. And I wanted to come to the United States to build bridges between Africa and the US, and again to elevate African voices and to find ways of letting Americans know where Africans stand in a relation to these important issues that we often discuss. Issues on democracy, issues on the economy, and that's why I wanted to be here.
Ever see yourself running for office back home?
No, not running for office, but I will say that my dream job right now is to be a policy advisor in the office of the presidency, and so that is the post that I'm gunning for. So if my president is watching this, now he knows.